Hi, I'm Angela Artolino, and welcome to Your Natural Dog, my podcast featuring in-depth conversation with the world's leading holistic veterinarians and pet care pros. Join us every week as we reveal natural alternatives to the outdated one-size-fits-all pet care model we're used to. If you like what you hear, please make sure to leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. The only way we can get our message out to pet parents all over the world is with your support. Stop barking! I'm trying to record a podcast!
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Your Natural Dog. My name is Carter Eastler. I help produce this podcast with Angela. And today, I have the distinct pleasure of introducing you to one of a close friend of the pod. This is Megan Stoll. Megan is a game changer in this industry. She is a total badass, and she's got her hands in a lot of different things. She owns Pet Power Studios, which is an incredible independent pet shop in Southern California. She also owns a small distributorship that distributes fantastic natural products all through that region. And in this conversation, Angela and Megan really talk about kind of what is the difference between these big distributors and your smaller ones and your independent pet shops to your big box shops, and really what you get by kind of getting those economies of scale and these giant shops versus a personal touch where they're actually vetting products and they know who the people are and they know how these products are advancing. So this is what we were calling a little bit of a bitch fest today about kind of the industry at large. You're going to love this conversation. Enjoy.
And we're back with Megan Stoll of Wiggle Butt and Company. And I think that you're going to be my favorite new person of 2024. I friggin' love what you're doing. And I'm so glad I got to meet you. I met you at the Feed Reel Summit and you came up and introduced yourself and I fell in love. And then I stalked you until you were my friend.
That's all right. I did plenty of stalking before I even met you. So we're even.
Yay! So you guys can see why I love this girl. So this girl's a badass, as you heard from the introduction. And we're like, we love to talk about how effed up the distribution for the pet industry, for the pet stores are. Like, what do we call it? Distribution? The distribution companies?
Yeah, distribution as a whole. The system is broken, majorly.
Just like the vet industry, and that system is broken. And what I realized as we like had this conversation, we were like, oh yeah, look, it's all the big guys, the same people who are in control of both the vet industry and the pet stores and the food. And then we realized, Megan and I were like, wait, you know, pet parents don't know about this. So let's tell them what it's like. What it's like to own a independent pet shop, which are our favorite shops. And the reason they're our favorites is because the owners usually are women, usually women who care, usually women who take a lot of time to vet the products.
Yep.
I was one of them. Megan is one of them. We deal with them all the time. These are the places that the people will know what foods have been recalled, what food companies have been bought up by the evil players in the industry. They're up on everything. So we love these independent pet retailers and want to do everything we can to support them. And this is where we choose, CBD Dog Health especially, Susie's especially, chooses to distribute our products through because they care and they're educated and they know better. But we want to tell you how hard it is for a pet retailer. So where should we start?
Well, it's so hard to even pick one thing, but I always go back to the fact that when I first got into this space, I wanted so badly to get into distribution because that is what I was told would be helpful for our brand to get accessibility and awareness and all of the things. So that is how the system was. It was, you don't go direct to the consumer. You don't go directly to the retailer. Like, you need these guys to do it for you. So of course, in hearing that, what did we do? We chased these dang distributors for months and months and months, couldn't get a return phone call, couldn't get anybody to even sample our products, couldn't get a human on the other line. And I was really pissed about it because I was like, we're not selling Hoover vacuums. We're selling really good stuff and a lot more pet parents need to have this and dogs need to benefit from this. And at some point, you know, you just take matters into your own hands and you're like, well, if they're not going to respond to me, I'm going to do it my dang self. And I always looked at it like when I went into store after store after store and started to see the same things, I kind of viewed it as each store being an outpost for the distributor and not necessarily a reflection of how awesome and amazing and beautiful they were as humans. They were just selecting products because a distributor sales rep told them that this is what they needed to carry. And of course, because we're so overwhelmed and we have so many things going on and very limited time, if you run a pet store, as you know, Angie, you have to make decisions that are easeful. And working with a distributor in some regards is easeful, but you don't realize what you're committing to when you sign up with them. It's like selling your soul to the devil, if you will. And it's like a David and Goliath situation. I mean, at the end of the day, you have these awesome mom and pop shops and they are working with the equivalent of Walmart.
Exactly. And that same thing happened to me when I bought my shop. I bought my shop and decided to add retailer, all the good stuff, you know, and then I go to the distributor and I can't get the good stuff from the distributor. I can get one of them from the distributor and I have to meet a minimum for my stores. And then during COVID, it was a nightmare, like staffing issues. In Florida, it was impossible. We can't get anything. It was ridiculous. And I met someone like you in Florida who did the same thing. She's like, I'm going to start my own distribution company and I'm going to start getting these good brands so that I can get them to these good stores because they don't have time to go out and vet and look.
Nope, not at all.
And they want to. And good stuff, a lot of the really good small batch stuff is not available through the big distributors, so they can't get it. So that means they have to place that order, that $1,500 minimum with this distributor, and then turn around and place their orders with all the individual, you know, small batch, awesome companies that are really making pure products. And people don't know how hard it is.
No, and it boils down to the fact that I think that the reason distribution started was to solve logistics problems. It wasn't necessarily to grow great brands. It was to help big brands who didn't want to get their hands dirty because, of course, if you're manufacturing stuff, you don't want to spend time with your end customer when you're Walmart. You just want to crank as much as you can, get the biggest return on your investment as you can. And at the end of the day, what ends up happening is you're putting the profits over the pets, I guess, is the easiest way to put it. And so now, since the system's so broken, the retailers are in the same boat saying, well, what do? I have to send off all these one-off orders to get good stuff, but I don't have enough hours in the day. And then, of course, the big distributors do carry some decent things, like specifically frozen food, because that's a really hard one to distribute on small volume. Right. And so you do have to rely on them to some degree, but let's just say you're only going to get one brand from the big distributor. And they have that big, huge minimum. And it's so scary because you're like, I'm a small store and I just want X brand from you. Well, now you have to tie up your cash flow getting just that one brand because you don't want any of their other junk. So it's just like once you do it, it is really hard to get out of it. And fixing the system to me means bringing distribution back to a regional level.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
carrying really good local brands, supporting really good local brands, having these small people that actually care. And then, of course, if decisions were all driven around doing what's right, we wouldn't have greedy corporations. But that's just not the case, right? So like there are very few people, especially when it comes to making money, that are operating on a system of integrity.
So it's amazing because people don't understand that what a company, a new brand has to go through to get with these distributors. And what's terrible is as a store owner, how many times if they did get in, how often I would be sent the wrong items and I'd call up and I'd go, hey, I got stuff I didn't order. I'd have to, of course, make sure they didn't charge me for it. That was 50-50. Sometimes it did, sometimes it didn't. And they're like, oh, okay, leave it aside. We'll come pick it up. They never come pick it up. And I remember I would just look at these boxes of these stuff and look at the brand and going, someone worked so hard on that and they have no idea it's going to be probably tossed in the trash because they're never going to come pick it up. And you know that they're never going to give that company back its money. One of the things that has happened in the CBD world that blows my mind, especially in Florida, I don't know if it happens in California, but the biggest distributor who was a nightmare to work for.
Will remain nameless.
Oh no, Southeast Pet, the worst. I'll name them all. I don't care. They know I hate them. They hate me. I hate them. They're nightmares. Because of course I didn't come from this industry, so I was like, "What is wrong with you people?" Like, and they do. They come hard. They offered me freezers. We'll give you a free freezer if you, and we'll even fill the freezer, which we know is happening now with one of our competitors. Literally, guys, Pet Relief is walking into stores and literally giving them free product to get rid of someone like us. But freezers, yeah, they fill the freezer. You're like, of course, I'm a new store. Hell yeah, freezers, what, $3,000 to $5,000? And then to fill it is another, what, $2,000 to $3,000? And they literally give you that for free so that it's like a drug addict.
The experience as a retailer is the exact opposite end of the spectrum as it is for the manufacturers who sign the deal. So while they're going to wine and dine and give you everything you want under the sun, as a manufacturer, they want to take your firstborn child and they want you to run every promotion, cover every promotion, give them a free pallet of stuff.
But understand what you're talking about is the small manufacturer that can't do that. Because they're making real food. The manufacturer who can do that is making shit little rocks in a box, and their margins are huge because it costs nothing to make it and distribute it. So they make a lot of money. But oh, I didn't mean to interrupt you. So continue that. What Megan is talking about is how hard it is for the people who are making real food, whether it's raw, gently cooked, freeze dried, how hard it is for those brands to have to literally sell their soul to get in with one of these distributors. I don't know why anybody makes food.
It's honestly, from what I've heard, again, I don't work with big distributors like Susie's doesn't, obviously CBD Dog Health doesn't. So I just have to disclose that these aren't coming. Like, I know that this is what's going on because I have friends telling me who work with the distributors, but like something, this is just a simple example. I don't feel comfortable naming names of the people who shared stories with me, but the distributors are fine to talk about. But one person in particular, as a small batch company, she was working with one of these large distributors, animal supply company, and they owed her at any given time upwards of $100,000. And then even when they do make a payment, which is months and months after the products have sold, they might write it for $80,000 and say, sorry, we ran promotions and like we had returns and there's not a line item thing saying we had to take deductions for X, Y, and Z, which by the way, I think that's acceptable, but just to take money away and to not have any explanation as to why they weren't writing the full amount. And then to keep you on hold for 6+ months, like I'm not a bank to you. I should be charging you interest
it's
for this.
It's the mafia.
Like, yeah.
It's like literally like controlling your whole business.
Were you around when, I think there was a cat company, a raw cat company. I can't think of their name anymore, but I'm pretty sure one of the big distributors bankrupted them from not paying them.
Yeah, I think I do remember that story.
It was a raw cat company. I can't remember who it was. It was right when I got started in the industry like 10 years ago. And because their accounts receivable was so large, like they could not make ends meet because they, you know, I don't have $100,000 laying around, do you?
No. And this, what I want people to realize is that this is, I've been a small business owner. This is my fourth business, I think, that this exists in every industry. There are bullies who are controlling it and they pick on the little guys. I remember my last business, same thing. I had a huge client and when everything went to shit and they didn't have the money, they're like, we'll pay you in 6 to 9 months. What are you going to do? Tell them no? Tell them stop distributing my food? Sue you? No, you can't do that. It's never going to work. Guess who has more lawyers and more money? And we'll just drag that out forever until they bleed you dry. So I guess what we're trying to say is that when you see that support small business, it's not just a stupid American Express. I mean, I hate American Express. Really, American Express? Fuck off. Are you kidding me? I can't believe that they have that. They are the worst for small businesses. The worst. Yeah. So it's a stupid marketing campaign that Amex uses, but we want you to support these independent retailers because we've been them. She is one. And she's now a distributor that's helping these brands not get abused and doing her part and disrupting this crazy industry that we're in. I mean, I can't believe it. I feel like every industry has the big bullies who are trying to control it. And then there's the little guys that are working, building a little army to try to change it and make it best for what? Our freaking pets. We just want what's best for them.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it for people, just pets. That's it.
It's even more corrupt.
I mean, we're dealing with a lot of shady stuff, but like the human industry, I just heard a statistic the other day, like 95% of what we consume meat-wise is from factory farms because the demand is so insane. So if you think that your pet's food isn't also coming from the same place, it is, and it's not great. And if you wonder why you have an itchy dog or a hairless dog or an anxious dog, it's probably because they're eating a shitload of antibiotics and hormones and contamination and heavy metals, and the list goes on. So,
amen.
It's just seeps into the pet industry, right? Like whatever happens in the human happens in the pet, and sometimes it's worse and sometimes it's better. Like, not to get off subject, but pet health insurance apparently is better.
Huge. It's better. It's not being controlled by the same people who make the food and make the pharmaceuticals yet, and there may be some that are. But no, they actually will do what an insurance company is supposed to do. And what's cool is that they're ones that are going to not only, if a vet recommends a full spectrum hemp extract, they will cover it, but they will look at things at diet and grooming and other things that will actually help the pet live and be preventative. Yeah, that is a really cool thing. And that's why I think, you know, I do this podcast is A, for other holistics to come on and go, okay, I'm not alone. Okay, no, I do want organic. I do want clean, real food for our pets. I mean, for us, for our families, but we're going to concentrate on our pets here. And how hard it is to do that, because there's people making great stuff, but it's hard to get it to you. We don't have the millions and millions of dollars in marketing. You guys probably don't even know this. As a CBD company, we're not even allowed to talk about and say what our products are. We're restricted. We have to buy ads for you to even see us. So everything we do is so complicated. Oh, that's what I was telling. I was telling the story about what happens in Florida with distributors. A CBD company, a full spectrum, good company, Charlotte's Web. In Florida, you can buy the full human line of Charlotte's Web through a pet distributor. And I couldn't believe it. I like wrote them all. I'm like, they don't care. What's the problem? So literally people who don't know the difference between a human product and a pet product are probably purchasing the wrong thing. Of course, pets don't need flavoring and sweeteners and all of that other stuff in their medicine. And Charlotte's Web does make medicine, but someone who's looking at a catalog of 1,000 different oils isn't going to know. So that's like, it's even irresponsible and dangerous what some of these people do. But I can see the meeting happening, and I can see the Charlotte Web big wigs with big distributors and going, we'll give you the whole thing to sell. You can have, that means, what does that mean? That means all of the employees are probably taking the human thing as a benefit, as a whatever. And that's something that a small company could never, ever do.
If you're like us, your pets are part of the family. That's why at CBD Dog Health, we created a line of human-grade, full-spectrum hemp products tailored specifically to your furry friend's needs. Whether they're suffering from fear of fireworks, arthritis from old age, or even seizures and cancer, research shows that a high-quality CBD oil can make a big difference for them. Enter coupon code RADIO at CBDDogHealth.com for 15% off your first order. That's RADIO. CBD Dog Health, healing naturally.
What do you think, Carter, hearing all this?
I think one thing that really kind of this moment is these 2.0 pet parents' hunger for education. And what you're talking about, Megan, about, you know, being able to rely on these smaller distributors and smaller kind of mom and pop shops, is you really get access to like the information right from the horse's mouth. You get the education right from the people who are making the products and the people who understand them in a way that you just can't with big box stores and these distributors who have no connection to the manufacturers that they actually work with, right?
Nope, not at all. And I think one thing I'd like to say about Wigglebutt is my small distribution company that's based out of Colorado that services Colorado, Arizona, Utah, and California, Southern California. I'm kind of a one-woman show. Of course, I have a warehouse staff. I have customer service. The one thing, I know my SKUs inside and out. I know every price of every SKU. I know every ingredient panel of every SKU. I know the owners. I know where they make it. I know how they make it. I am so invested in the back end, like what's going on behind the scenes, because I would never be able to carry somebody or something that actually was a conflict of interest for me. And what I mean by that is, I just set the bar so high. Like, it's up here for a reason, and I don't compromise myself and come down here just for money, which in the long haul has financially strapped me in some ways, because have I gotten the opportunities from companies that are unethical and unscrupulous? Sure. Could I turn a quick dollar on that? Sure. But then I wouldn't be who I was. So I have to kind of stick to this ethos. And in doing that, it does make my life a little more challenging. Like, Angie, you know, you're always a champion for things that, you know, it's like a salmon swimming upstream. You're always just fighting. Like, you're tired. Like, I'm freaking tired. And it's like, I'm going to keep like swimming like a little fishy and keep going. But it's really exhausting to be in this place, because you think that you're doing what's right and what's ethical. But sometimes that just, it's a hard fight. And in saying that, I wanted to touch on the fact that being a one-woman show is hard in the sense that I'm not going to get back to emails in 12 hours. I'm not going to like respond to the credit memo request in 3 seconds, but I'm going to do it. It just takes a little longer. And sometimes that is frustrating, I know, on the receiving end, but that you're either going to get no customer service or really good, but just give me, you know, a couple more hours to answer the emails than the average person.
And then what's amazing is that I don't think people understand is that you do all that research. So does the store. The stores mm-hmm. that you don't service aren't lucky enough to get you that you've done all that research. So they do the research themselves, or they take someone like Susan Thixton's list and goes through that. How much time it takes to do that. And then the company gets bought and everything changes and you have to start from scratch again. And not only did they have to start from scratch, but like this happened to me when the whole Answers debacle happened. And here I am, a groom shop, turning customers over to raw feeding, get them on board. Everything's going great. And then I have to go, oh, wait, you can't feed them that anymore. I'm not carrying it. This is why I need you to switch over to this again. I mean, it's a full-time job because it's happening constantly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And those same people who are fighting the good fight, they're probably tired too of all the hoopla that happens. But it is our responsibility as these independent store owners to continue to keep our finger on the pulse for our pet parents, because they are relying on us. That's how I feel. I feel like I have their pets' health and wellness like in my hands, and they, you know, they trust me. And I just, once a company takes that turn, I wash my hands. There's no like, oh, I'll get to it in a week. Oh, I'll get to it in a month. Like, nope, you done messed up and you gone.
Right. I can't trust you.
There's no going back. Once you know, you can't unsee. And once you know, you can't continue to sell shitty things.
Mm, yeah. The vetting process that these small independent stores go through, and the way that they, like you said, know their SKUs inside out, I think that there's such a cool relationship that you can have between like your veterinarian and these shops, where like the vets don't know what the current brands are and all these kind of insider things about like who is still authentic, who still is operating with integrity, where the store owners are the ones who are kind of like the boots on the ground who are actually seeing what's happening in the landscape. So it's like such an essential relationship to have there that, you know, it doesn't exist everywhere. And we're so lucky to have some stores that do.
I also find that these stores have like a nutritionist that, you know, they took a course, they're certified, they understand raw feeding or food. I just went into a new store that we are at, and they had gone, all the staff had already gone through our training. So that means they knew all about CBD now and knew how to use it and recommend it. It was really cool. And that's what I love. We're just educating as many people as we can about these natural things that help our pets so much, but are so hard to get those products to you and to get that message and education to you, because we're suppressed at every turn.
Yeah. And it's like a prime example of this is, not that it's CBD related, but Farmer's Dog, right? Like they took out a Super Bowl commercial. We're talking millions of dollars were spent on this. And of course, every little, small, lightly cooked food company is never going to be able to afford a Super Bowl commercial. Why? Because they're spending money on their products and their ingredient panels and not on their marketing. And so I think it's one of those things where, yeah. And for, you know, for you guys, it's the CBD is even harder because up until a year ago, you couldn't advertise and you still struggle every day, right?
Oh, like, yeah.
Well, Farmer's Dog, they can go to the Super Bowl and tell all about their stuff. You can't, we can't do that.
Okay. So what's wrong with Farmer's Dog? I don't know, but like, what's wrong with it?
So the way that I spin it is if you are able to supply an entire country or entire nation with lightly cooked food, and they're shipping all over the country, right? I don't know what their volume is exactly, but they're supplying, if they have a Super Bowl commercial, they're making good money and they're supplying a lot of people. So at that point, I don't think that you can source with integrity. I don't know if they do or they don't, but I would assume at their price point and the fact that they're supplying an entire country of pet lovers with food, like they're going to compromise a bit on where they're sourcing that food because there's no way that a small farmer could meet the demands of a right. national company.
Right.
And then on top of that, the synthetic load, which, not to go way down that path, but it's all synthetic vitamins.
So they do use synthetic vitamins and minerals?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's just the same as the kibble, in my opinion, at that point.
Oh, really? You think it's that bad?
Just carbohydrate loaded.
So that's what I think is a beautiful point, is that you can go into a grocery store and there's a fresh pet freezer now mm-hmm. in the dog food aisle or even in Target. Mm-hmm. That is not real food. That's not fresh. That's not real. But even when you get to the frozen, freeze-dried, all of those things, there are even good and bad in that. And you don't know unless the store and the person who's selling it has done their homework. Because it's so funny because I'm going to bring up me being in that store again. I bought a whole bunch of stuff and the lady next to me was already a fan of our stuff and looked over and saw I had a certain bone broth and she had a different type of bone broth. And she's like, is that one better? And I said, a million times better because I know better. Yeah. I know which one is the good one and which one is the bad yeah. one. And there's always going to be that. And it's so hard. Like yeah. even imagine a good pet independent retailer who's like, all right, I want bone broth. I'm going to carry three brands. Let me go on my distributor. Hopefully they've got the good ones. Oh, wait, they don't have my favorite. Now I got to reach out to my favorite that I know all about because she's on my computer screen educating me all the time. How do I get her stuff? And now that reaches out to that individual person and here we go. So it is really difficult and it really is to keep up even with the people now who are constantly changing. We mm-hmm. just did this with looking at other CBD companies. Megan and I just did this. I know we did this before Carter back in the day, which is amazing because we did it in 2019. Megan and I are doing it now where the companies that used to be full spectrum hemp extracts and now are broad spectrum. And have changed their formulas. All of them, right? I want to say almost, I think everybody has changed their formulas at one point or another.
Is pet relief still full spectrum? I haven't picked up a bottle in a while.
Yeah, they're still full spectrum, but they've changed everything.
I can't think of another full spectrum that I've seen on the shelves. And I go into I go into stores every day of my life. So I don't know. I haven't seen one.
Yep. So beware. Look, always look at your product and make sure that it's still the same product. If it's the food you've been using for a while, make sure the same people still own it and are still doing the same thing. If it's a hemp or a supplement product, make sure why you decided on that product that it is still that product because mm-hmm. we cannot believe how things change. And I don't know about you. I would think the people would or stores would drop it. Mm-hmm. How do you become one thing and totally change to another thing? It doesn't make any sense, but they don't.
I think they're so overwhelmed too, right?
They don't even know?
Yeah. I want to put the blame sometimes on the store owner and point the finger and say, you know better. But I sometimes think they get so overwhelmed with their daily responsibilities and managing staff and dealing with expenses and
being short-staffed,
all that stuff. And sometimes I think these things happen kind of under their nose. And unless they really pick up, like, oh, I brought this in 5 years ago, unless they really pick up the bottle and look at it, everything, every order that comes in, and they're doing it all the time, which is hard.
So nope, the brands don't have a responsibility to inform the distributors or the retailers or even their customers that they have completely changed their formulations to something different.
And in some ways, they don't even have to inform AFCO, because you can make ingredient panel changes. And as long, so say you're out of a certain ingredient, you're actually allowed to substitute for a certain period of time, so long as your plan is to go back to said ingredient.
So funny. We just got something that said that, did you see the one of the stupid pet magazines, Pet Business or whatever, with the press release? And one of the top ones was hemp may be approved for dog food. So I sent it to a friend and she's like, yeah, but you know, it's only going to be the, you know, remnants that are left over, won't have any cannabinoids in it or anything like that. And I'm like, they don't even know what cannabinoids are. So they're not going to be able to regulate that. They don't know now what the difference between CBD, THC, marijuana, and hemp are. And these are the people that are regulating and in charge. So it makes me laugh. It just makes me laugh. Why? Because it's this beautiful plant.
The regulatory agencies are a joke. And so that is the other reason why people have such a hard time navigating what's good for me, what's not good for me, because, you know, greenwashing and all the things that you can do as a company. And in the hemp world, it's even more prolific.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, and don't even talk about the mushroom world.
Yeah. For every one great company, you probably have 1,000 terrible ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Cornell did that study in 2019 where they tested 25 top CBD brands, and only 20 of them were within a 10% range of the CBD that they said on the bottle. Four of them had heavy metals in them, and then a bunch of the other ones had no CBD at all. So it was hemp seed oil is like salad dressing, basically, you know, but they can say whatever they want. There's no regulation.
Yeah. I think it's really funny that you said that, because I was on Austin and Kat, or what did I see? I forgot. I know I got through it on Austin Kat because I was checking to see if they were full spectrum or broad spectrum, making sure I wasn't going to, you know, shoot myself in the foot and say, oh, they only use broad spectrum. And that's not the case. It is the case. And on their site, they point you to a study in 2022 that was done, or a report that was done on same thing report, you know, took all these full spectrum products and tested them and look how many are, you know, their score or whatever. And they're celebrating that they got scored high, and you go on it and it's for their old full spectrum product that they don't even sell anymore. And it's still on their website. So the confusion is there for whatever reason. You can't get a COA unless you send them their email. That should be a red flag. But I think it's so funny that it's from 2022. We're on it, by the way, and we score higher. So I can't believe, I'm glad we made it and I didn't even know it. I'm like, oh shit, what is this? Was it a pay to play? Is it, you know, what is going on here? But I thought that was really funny that they're still pointing to that, and they're not, they do not have full spectrum in it. So it's like, even if you were to go to this company's website, it would still appear that it's a full spectrum hemp extract, and it's not. The only way, and even this can be forged, as we have found, or people can be adding isolates to make their COAs look a certain way. So that I know is going to be a topic of conversation, Carter, we're going to have to tackle over and over again because it's already happening. But if you can't find that COA, I don't know why it has to be so difficult. It should be very simple for you to go to the site and find your batch and find the COA that shows you that it's a full spectrum hemp extract, not email somebody.
Yeah. Well, the more barriers there are, the clearer it is that they're not proud of what's in their product.
Or they're hiding something.
Yeah. That's what they're throwing up. It's like a bunch of like flames and stuff. Like, look over here so we can do all this shit over here. You know, it's kind of like what our government does to us sometimes. But
yes. And that's what's crazy is because I look at Austin and Kat's other ingredients and they're fabulous. You know, it's like, so why? Why did they change? Why did that happen? Why is it such a hard job? Like, why? Basically, the theme, I feel like I go on this episode, it's like, thank you for listening to our bitch fest. We just wanted you to know how messed up it was and that you now still have to check everything, even if you buy it at your independent pet retailer, and help them out. If you do find something that a business has been sold or went from being a full spectrum to a broad spectrum product, help them out and let them know, because they are really busy. And
yeah,
Megan, thank you for doing what sure. I'm hoping more people will follow your lead, so that these little stores don't have to depend on these big distributors anymore, and we can continue to help them and in turn help this industry and help the dogs and the cats that are suffering from crappy food and these chemicals and preservatives and everything else.
I could not agree more. So thank you so much for bitching with me, because it's fun to have a bitching partner. And it's not even, you know, it's like sometimes I do feel like I'm nagging soapboxy all the time, but someone's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it anytime, honey. Maybe we should have like a, you know, quarterly bitch fest about how messed up the industry is.
Bitchin' and coffee, coffee and bitchin'.
Yeah, something like that. And we'll put just a female dog up there.
You know what we should do? We should do a live podcast sometime, somewhere.
Oh, like on a Facebook, do a Facebook live or something?
Yeah, no, like let's be in the same place and like have people come watch and talk and bitch in front of people.
Yes. At your place at Pet Power Studios, which would be perfect for that. Give me a reason to stay in California long. I'll be like, oh, for the next 3 months, I'm, you know, recording from Pet Power Studios. You know,
all
I
right,
would love
I'm
that.
Down. You're cool. You're invited any day you want.
Awesome. Carter, you want to come?
I would love to come. Thank you. I'm waiting for my invitation.
Thank you, Megan. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Please make sure to leave us a review wherever you're listening from. This is the best way to help pet parents like you find these episodes and get access to all our content. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Your Natural Dog and at AngelaArtolino.com.
Introducing MycoDog, an award-winning line of medicinal mushroom extracts combined with adaptogens like ashwagandha, astragalus root, and Bacopa monnieri, made specifically for your pets. When it comes to mushrooms, sourcing really matters. Unlike other products on the market that are grown in China or elsewhere, the mushrooms in MycoDog tinctures are grown here in the United States to the highest quality standards. MycoDog offers three formulas designed to support senior dogs, as well as those suffering from dementia and canine cognitive disorder, breathing and respiratory issues, or autoimmune diseases and cancer. Use coupon code YNDPODCAST at MycoDog.com for 10% off these fantastic fungi.